Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。哥林多前书三章。
And we've been learning, as we've been studying Corinthians, we've been learning that people don't always move in the same direction.
所以当我们在学习哥林多书的时候呢，我们都知道人们的自己的主意和方向不都是一样的。
They don't always work together.
也不一定能够彼此合作。
And when they fail to work together, there can be problems.
当他们彼此不能合作的时候呢，就会有麻烦了。
So our prayer is that we will all learn to work together and that there won't be divisions or problems amongst us.
我们的祷告是我们可以彼此合作和睦，这样的话呢，就彼此不会有些麻烦冲突。
The problem was that in the church in Corinth there were some different leaders. Apollos was a leader, Paul was a leader, Cephas was a leader, and each group was going in its own direction.
那问题就在于呢，哥林多教会呢有很多的属灵领袖，保罗是，基法是，那亚波罗也是，那每个人呢都跟着这些属灵领袖呢去到不同的方向。
But God wants us all to be going in the same direction.
但神却让我们希望呢走同样一个方向。
What happens if you have a family when mommy is going in this direction and daddy is going in that direction?
如果你在家里，爸爸要走这条路，妈妈要走那条路，怎么办呢？
Okay, and the answer is big problems.
那麻烦就大了。
What happens if you're in a business and one part of the business is going this way and the other part of the business is going that way?
那如果呢，你要做生意，那你生意的一部分呢要往这边走，一部分往那边走，怎么办呢？
What happens?
你会发生什么？
You go broke. That's right.
对，你就会破产了。
Okay, and so it is to be in the family of God that we're all to be going together.
所以神的家也是一样，需要往同样的方向去走。
All right, so we're going to read together verses 5-9.
所以我们读五到九节。
In Chinese and then in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, we'll read down to verse 9.
那哥林多前书三章五节。亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
All right, together now. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be recorded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. All right. So God is teaching us here that men are only men, women are only women, but God is over all.
所以保罗在这里教导我们的，男人只是也男人，女人也只是女人，但是神却在所有人之上。
So who is the head of this church?
谁是这个教会的领袖呢？
Jesus.
耶稣是。
He's the head, right? Now, some of us are servants in the church, but Jesus is the head of this church.
所以呢，我们在教会有一些工人，但是呢，耶稣却是教会唯一的头。
So when Norma and I were children, the question was, Who was the head of our family?
那 Norma 和我还是小孩子的时候呢，问题是谁是我们家的头啊？
And we all knew perfectly well Jesus was the head of our family.
我们很清楚地知道耶稣是我们家的头。
And so when I was a little boy, I would do something that maybe wasn't exactly right. And my mother would say to me, What would your heavenly father think about what you did?
所以小时候呢，我有时候会做一些比较调皮的事情。那个时候呢，我妈妈就会跟我说，那你觉得你天上的父会怎么来看待这件事情呢？
She didn't say, What would your father do if he were here?
她不会说呢，哎，你地上的爸爸如果他在这儿，他会怎么样？
She said, What would your heavenly father think about your behavior, Harold?
然后她会说呢，你天上的，你的天父啊，看见这个会怎么想？
And so my father used to say to me, Now, Harold, I'm going to have to help you do this right, because you see,The Father in heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to make sure that I train you properly.
So, 有的时候我父亲在带领我的时候呢，他会说呢，我现在这么带领你啊 ，Harold， 因为呢，我想让天上的父看见呢，我训练你、带领你的方式是合圣经、合适的。
So, if we all agree that Jesus is the boss, then we'll get along well.
如果我们都同意呢，耶稣是那唯一的头啊，那我们彼此就真的可以和睦了。
But if we forget that he's the boss,
如果我们忘记他是那真正的头
，then I might say, but I'm the boss.
我们就会说，那我就是头了。
And you would say, no, I'm the boss.
你也会说，那不对，那我是头。
And somebody else will say, no, he's the boss.
有的人会说，这都不对，那个人是头。
Okay, we'll all be wrong.
我们都不对。
Jesus is the boss.
耶稣才是那唯一的头。
That's a wonderful thing.
是很美好的一件事情。
All right, so that's basically what this is saying. If Jesus is the boss, what then are the servants?
那如果耶稣是头，那我们这些仆人们算什么呢？
So if you go to a farm and you find a man who's got a watering can,
如果你去农场，你看见有一个人负责浇水。
Is he the most important person in the farm?
他是不是这个农场里最重要的人呢？
No, he's just got a watering can.
他只是有一个浇水壶而已。
If you find somebody else with a bag of seed, and he's putting seeds in the ground, is he the most important person in the farm?
那你又看见一个人手里捧着一袋子种子，然后他在撒种，你觉得他是不是这个农场最重要的人呢？
No, who's the most important person in the farm?
也不是，谁是这个农场最重要的人？
The one who owns the farm.
那个拥有农场的
，and the one who made the seeds，
那个造了种子的
，and the one who designed the seeds so that the water would help the seeds grow，
那个设计种子以至于有水在到种子上，种子就能发芽的。
All right, verse 7. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God.Who makes things grow?
所以第七节说，栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长。
The only one who makes things grow in the church is Jesus.
所以在教会里，唯一使人能成长的只有耶稣。
And so when we come to the church, we come to listen to Jesus.
所以我们来到教会，我们是来听耶稣的话。
And when we decide what to do, we do what the Bible says, because that's Jesus telling us what to do.
如果我们来决定要做什么呢？我们要，按照圣经所说的，因为这是耶稣告诉我们当如何行。
So it's all about Jesus.
所以这都是关乎耶稣的事。
And when we remember it's all about Jesus, why we'll get along just fine.
所以当我们记得这都是关乎耶稣他是头呢我们彼此就能和睦相处
and when we don't then we'll say I'll say I'm better than you are、
如果不是这样的话呢我们一定会彼此争竞说、哎、我比你会更好一些
no, and you'll say no he and I we're both better than you are、
你会否定你说不对那 我和另外的人比你也好
and these verses say no we're not anything Jesus is everything
所以这些经文告诉我们，其实我们算不得什么，耶稣才是那全部。
Now is that important?
这个重不重要？
Well, it's important for many reasons. It's important because that's the only way we're going to keep from fighting.
对，这是很多的原因很重要，但至少呢，只有这样我们才能彼此避免争竞。
But it's also important because there's a judgment day coming. We heard about that earlier. And on judgment day, each person is going to be rewarded.
所以还有一个重要的原因呢，是最终神的审判会来，在那个大日呢，我们都会因此而得赏赐。
So when I was a little boy,
我小的时候
we decided we were going to have special children's meetings here at this chapel.
那我们决定在这个教会呢，做一些特别的孩子的活动。
Okay, and we were told, that if we got the most points, we could get a new Bible.
那我们的游戏呢是这么样的，就谁的分最高呢，就得一本新圣经。
And they showed us the Bible.
然后呢，这个组织者呢就给我们看了那本圣经。
It was like this Bible. It had real leather on it.
就像这本圣经一样，它有外面是个皮。
It was a really nice Bible.
皮质的，所以是非常漂亮的一本圣经。
So I said to my friend, "I'm going to get that Bible."
然后我就跟我朋友说呢，我要赢那本圣经。
He said, "No, you're not." I'm going to get that Bible.
然后我朋友说不，你不行，我要赢那本圣经。
I said, no, you're not. I'm going to get that Bible.
然后我就跟他争起来了，我说不对，我要赢那本圣经。
And we got points. We got points for coming. We got points for learning our verses. We got points for bringing friends.
那我们都会有点哈，我们都积分。那我每次都来，然后我还背经文，我还带朋友来，我都加分。
So I said, all right, if that's the case.I'm going to be there every night, and I'm going to memorize my verse every night.
然后我说好，这样的话呢，我每个晚上都去，然后每个晚上要背的经文我都背。
And so I started to bring my friends.
然后我也带我的朋友去。
He started to bring his friends.
然后他也带他的朋友去。
Okay, and we both got way lots of points.
然后我们两个都很多分啊。
And the next day, I've told some of you part of this story before, but the next day, we had equal points. And there was only one more day.
然后呢，就剩一天的时候呢，我们俩的分数是一样的。
I said, there's only one way I can get that Bible. I'm going to have to bring more friends than he brings.
我说这一定只有一个办法。让我来得这本圣经，我要带比他更多的朋友来。
So I got up early in the morning, and I went to school early.
然后我早晨起得很早，我去学校去得很早。
And my friends used to walk to school, and as they were walking into the schoolyard, I'd stop them, and I'd say, "Hey, how'd you like to come to our Bible study tonight?"
然后我就站在校门口啊，我对我那些每个进来的人说，你来不来今晚我们的那个教会的活动？
And one of my friends said yes, and another said yes, and another said yes.
我的朋友一个一个都说好好好，我来。
And then one of them said I can't.
有一个说呢，我不能来。
I said why not?
我说为什么不能来？
He said because I've got to go to church with my friend tonight.
然后他说呢。
And I realized he'd asked him first.
然后我意识到那个说不能来的已经先答应了我的那个朋友要跟他一起去。
Okay, so what happened?
那怎么办呢？
That night I took 12. How do you do 12? I took 12 of my friends to the church service that night.
那天晚上我带了我十二个朋友和同学去那个聚会。
And my friend bought 13.
然后我那个教会这个朋友他带了十三个。
Okay, so they gave him.A really nice Bible.
所以他说，然后呢，他们就组织者也给了他一本很漂亮的圣经。
What did they do for me?
然后他们给了我什么呢？
They went out and bought another Bible for me.
Okay.
And he got a really nice Bible with a leather binding on it, and I got a really nice Bible with a leather binding on it.
他们也一样给我了一本同样漂亮的圣经啊。我同学有，我朋友有一本，我也有一本。
And I was pretty happy because when I compared the Bible, I like mine better than his.
然后我很高兴，因为没有两本圣经是一样的啊，有他会 装钉啊这个都不太一样。然后 Harold 说呢，当他拿到他这本时候，他就哎，他这个我更喜欢一点。
All right, now if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get the privilege of working for Him so that you can get a reward.
所以呢，你要来到耶稣面前呢，你就为他工作哈，你就得着赏赐。
You say, how can we work for Him?
你会说呢，我怎么为他工作呢？
The end of the verse 9 says, you are God's field.You are God's building.
然后第九节后面说，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
So if you are God's field, you're just like the research farm that Alice visited yesterday. Is that right? Okay. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, we're like a farm.And God is growing a really good harvest.
就像那个 Alice 昨天去那个试验田一样，我们就是神的田地啊，那神就在田地上耕种啊，就是我们。
So God owns the farm.
神拥有这田。
And you get to be part of the crop.
然后你是那庄稼的一部分。
But you are also part of the workers in the farm.
你同时呢也是这个庄园的这个田地的工人之一。
So that's very good. Because if you're part of the crop and part of the workers, then if you work a lot, you'll grow better.
所以你既是庄稼呢又是工人，所以当你工作多的时候呢，其实你也长得好。
And if the other person works, he'll grow better and you'll grow better.
所以当其他人也工作的时候呢，他也长得好，你也长得好。
And he'll help you grow.
他会帮助你成长。
And you can help him grow.
你也可以帮助他成长。
Why did I bring 12 people that night?
为什么那天晚上我要带12个人来？
Because my friend was bringing a lot of people. And I said, well, if he can bring people, I can bring people. And we each said, we each will work together and we'll each try to do our best.
我们总是彼此都认真工作啊，就尽自己最大的努力。
And we each got a very good reward.
那我们都彼此都能从神那得着大赏赐。
So how's your garden?
你的田怎么样呢？
You got a nice garden?
你有没有很好的田？
We certainly hope you've got a nice garden.
我很希望你有。
And we actually have some gardeners who come to the chapel.And they work in the garden. We like it because we want this garden to look pretty on the outside. And we ourselves want to look good and grow well on the inside.
就像我们真的有会有种地的到我们这里来啊，那我们会说呢，哎，我们希望你的地啊种得很好，外表很漂亮。同时呢，我们也希望你啊，就是我们自己呢，也成为像那长得很好的庄稼那样。
But we're not just God's garden. We're God's building.
所以这里呢，我们不但是神所耕种的田地，我们也是神所建造的房屋。
So the question is, what kind of a building are we building?
所以现在问题来了，我们是什么样的房子呢？
What kind of a building would you like to live in?
你喜欢住在什么样的屋子里呢？
Would you like to live in a nice building or in an old dump?
你喜欢住在一个新房子里或者一个很旧破旧的房子里？
Well, you'd like to live in a nice building.
你当然喜欢住在一个漂亮的新房子里。
What would you like your building to be made out of?
那你希望你的房子是用什么来建造的呢？
Well, you'd like it to be a really nice, well-built building.
你一定希望它是非常结实的，造得很结实的。
All right, so we're going to read the next section, verses 10down through 15, and then we're going to consider these verses together on how we should build.
好，我们先从十节读到十五节啊，然后我们再来解这些经文。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就 要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过一样。
All right, together. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation, using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of every man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. But if it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Very interesting. This is where we learn a lot about Judgment Day.
所以这里也是讲到很多关于审判日的时候。
All right, Judgment Day is going to come. And Judgment Day is going to declare how and what you built in your life.
所以审判日必定会来，同时呢，他也会告诉我们，他会怎样来看我们和就是你我所造的东西哈。
Okay, so Judgment Day is coming. Do you want on Judgment Day, do you want the judge to say, oh, too bad. Everything you did is no value. So sorry.
如果你在审判日，你希不希望的审判主说，哎呀，很糟糕啊，你做的这些所有东西都很糟糕。
Or do you want the judge to say, that was very, very good. That is a really good work. I want that to last.
或者说呢，你希望审判主说，哎呀，这东西做的真的是很好，我喜欢这个东西。
When I was a little boy, they used to have art classes in school.
在学校呢，那个时候还有艺术课。
And some of the children, they could draw very, very beautifully.
那有的孩子呢，画得特别好。
And other children like me,couldn't draw very beautifully.
其他孩子，比方说像我呢，就画的就比较糟糕了。
And sometimes the teacher in school would say to some of the children, "Oh, that's very, very good. We'll put that up on the board."
那有的时候呢，学校的老师会指着那些画的好的说，哎呀，这是画的真好，我们要把它贴起来。
And then they'd look at my work and they'd say, "That's all right."
当他们看我的画作的时候呢，说，那就这样吧，就这样。
Now.God is watching how you build. You've only got one life, and you're a builder. You're like a carpenter, or even more than that. Every one of us are building in life.
所以神会看我们一生，我们一个人只有一次一生，那我们看我们一生，我们是怎么造我们的房屋的。我们都像一个木匠一样，我们最终会要向神交账。
And so we used to sing the little chorus, and we're going to learn it today. And it goes like this.
我们经常会唱这首小的圣诗，是这么唱。
We are building day by day.
那我们每一天都在建造。
At our work and at our play.
在我们的工作上啊，也在我们的游戏里。
Little builders, all are we.
我们每一个人都是小小的建造主师
building for eternity.
为是永恒来建造。
So Norm is going to teach us that in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to learn about it, then we're going to sing it, because I don't want us to forget.
所以我们先学，也许一会儿 Norma 可以弹琴，我们来一起唱。
All right, the first thing, what's the most important thing when you start to build?
那第一，我们最重要的是要做什么呢？
The foundation.
就是打地基。
You don't build on a strong foundation, you're in trouble.
如果你地基不牢，那你就大麻烦了。
A lady came to me one day and said, I want you to help sell my house for me.
有一天有一个女士来跟我说呢，我希望你 来帮我卖我的房子。
I said, well, all right, I'll try to sell your house for you. So I went over to see her house.
那华叔我说好吧，我来帮你卖，然后我就去看她的房子。
Her, it was a very nice house, actually.
这个房子看起来很不错，真的不错。
But it wasn't on a very good foundation.
但是地基不牢。
And the front door was lower than the back door.
而且呢，导致呢前门比后门要矮。
And so if you put a ball at the back door and you just wiggled it around, it would roll out the front door.
如果你拿一个球呢放在后门呢，它咕噜咕噜它就滚到前门去了。
I thought, how can I sell a house when it's built like that?
那我说我怎么卖一个房子，这是往前倾的。
And we actually sold the house, but the price was lower than if the house had been on the level.
所以呢最终我们还是卖了，但是这个价格就打了折扣了。
So the first thing you've got to do, if you're building, and we're all building in life, we want to all build in the church, but if you're going to build, you have got to build on a foundation. Verse 11. No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
所以我们每个人都要建，也都要建立根基，那这根基就是十一节说的，就是耶稣基督。
Okay, if you're not building on the foundation of Jesus Christ, what's going to happen?
如果你不是基于耶稣基督的根基建造，会发生什么呢？
Your house is going to crash.
那你的房子会塌的。
Your life is going to be of no value.
你的生命就没有价值了。
And the fire will come one day, and the house will all be destroyed.
因为有一天啊，火一定会来啊，那这个房子就会被毁了。
Okay, that is going to be very, very sad.
这是非常非常令人痛心的。
So we keep on preaching at 16th Avenue. We preach the little verse that goes like this. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
所以在16节呢，我们一直是讲到，讲的主题呢，就是你相信耶稣基督就必得救。
And if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't be saved on Judgment Day.
如果你不相信耶稣基督呢，你在审判日呢就不能得救。
And there'll never be a question really of how you built. You just don't even get to this kind of judgment unless you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must say, I need the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior.
所以你去造房子这件事情啊，在没有地基之前都谈不上，所以你若不说呢，我接受基督成为我的救主啊，你根本就谈不上后面怎么造这个房子，因为耶稣基督是你的根基啊，你先要接受。
When you do that, you will be born again.
当你接受耶稣基督的那一刻呢，你就重生了。
And then once you're born again, you can start building for Jesus.
所以只有你重生了之后呢，你才可以为了耶稣基督来开始造这地基之上的房子。
So when did I start building for the Lord Jesus?
那我什么时候为了耶稣基督开始建造呢？
When I was 25?
是我25岁吗？
What was I doing when I was inviting my friends to come along to the chapel to hear the truth of God?
那我在邀请我朋友来教会来听福音的那次我在做什么？
Well, I was beginning to build for the Lord Jesus, wasn't I?
我不是已经在为耶稣基督建造了吗？
And so, Norm and I, by the grace of God, we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Norma, before she went to school. And me, just after I went to school.
那我跟 Norma 呢，就信主时间比较早啊，就是在我们去学校上学年龄的前后。
And so we've been building all our lives.
所以我们就从那之后呢，就可以开始一直在建造了。
Now the problem is, how are you going to build?
现在问题来了，根基打牢了，你上面用什么来造呢？
What are you going to build?
对，你造什么样的房子呢？
And you got to build the right thing, the right way,
你要
or you get into trouble.
你要用对的材料造对的房子，否则就有麻烦了。
I told you that I used to work in the building business.And they said to me one day, they said, you build this wall, it's going to go into the bathroom.
所以我在建筑公司做过啊，那有一天呢，别人说呢，你要造这个墙啊，那这个是指向那个洗手间的。
So I decided to build, and I built this really nice wall.
然后我就造了啊，我造了一个很漂亮的一堵墙。
There was only one problem with it.
那但上面有个麻烦。
It was six inches too short.
啊，就是短了六英寸。
Okay, so the house had a ceiling here except my wall. It was 6 inches shorter.
就是呢，整个房子呢，高度是这样的。Harold 造的墙呢，矮了六英寸。
What did the boss do?
那老板会怎么说呢？
Called somebody else over. He said, take that apart and build it right.
然后老板会叫另一个熟练工来说，那你现在接手把它改一改好。
Okay, you've got to build according to plan. You've got to build with the right material. I built the wall, but I built it with studs that were 6 inches too short.
所以呢，我是建了，但不是按照计划，也不是按照合适的方式，所以我用的那个木料呢，刚好比别人的木料都短了六英寸。
All right, there are six things you can build with. Look at the verses. Tell me the six things you can build with.
所以呢，我们来看这12节哈。有六样东西，六样的材料，你可以来造哪六样？来告诉我。
Gold, silver,
okay, you can build with gold and silver and costly or precious stones. You can build with wood and hay and straw. All right.
所以六样呢，就是金银宝石，另外一面呢是草木和秸。
Which is faster to build with?
好，哪一个是建起来快的？
Okay, to build with straw, that's easy.
用禾秸来造很容易的。
Sometimes they used to do this on the prairie years ago.
在草原啊，在很多年前啊，人们是这么做的。
They used to cut some hay.And they would put the hay into bales. Bales are big bricks of hay.
所以他们会把草啊，那个砍下来之后呢，割下来之后呢，会做成大的，可能像草砖一样。
Okay, and a brick of hay is usually about 3 feet long and 12 or 14 inches high and 12 or 14 inches wide.
然后长的差不多六英尺啊。高和宽都是六英寸，六到十四英寸这样。
Okay, and you could build a house out of those.
你可以用这样的一个方砖呢来造一个房子。
You just clear a little bit of land, and then you'd put a row of these here, and a row here, and a row here, and a row here with a doorway in it, and you'd build them up.
然后你会找到一块平地，然后呢就四面呢把它用这种。大砖都可以砌起来。
You could build a small house like that in a day.
一天你就可以造一个小房子了。
Okay, would that be nice?
是不是很好啊？
Yeah, it's better than nothing. That's right. Better than nothing.
但至少比啥都没有要好啊。
But it probably keep you relatively warm because you got lots of insulation in a bale.
那。至少呢，能让你暖和一点嘛，对吧？有一个房了嘛。
But you'd rather live in a house that was built with wood.
那你更喜欢的是住在一个有木头造的房子里。
How would you like to live in a house that was made of gold?
那如果这个房子是用金造的呢？黄金造。
Raise your hand if you live in a house that's built with gold.
大家请举手啊，如果你住在一个黄金屋里啊。
Turn over to the book of Revelation.
我们来看一下启示录。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
This tells us all about this wonderful city that we are going to live in when we get to heaven.
所以这里告诉我们这美很美好的城市啊，我们未来去天堂要住的。
Verse 18 says, "The wall was made of jasper, which is a precious stone, quite possibly a diamond."
那十八节墙是碧玉造的啊。
And the city was of pure gold, as pure as glass.
城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone.
城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。
Okay, how'd you like to live in a house like that?
你住这样的房子怎么样啊？
And I come over to visit you.
我会过来你们家做客的。
And I say to you, can I come into your house?
那我会说呢，我能进房间吗？
Okay, you say, yes, you come in. I say, wow.
你会说，哎，来进来吧。我说，哎呀，这很漂亮。
I've never seen a house like this.
我从来没见过这么漂亮的房子。
It's a beautiful house.
这是一个很漂亮的房子。
Three things. It's made of gold, it's made of silver, and it's made of precious stones. And instead of windows, you've got rubies. And the light comes in through, instead of glass, comes in through. You say, wow. The queen doesn't live in a house like that.
然后你各样的装饰啊，你会说，哎，这真是太漂亮了。连女王也不是住在这么漂亮的房子。
But that's the kind of house that we're going to live in.
这是我们未来要住的房子。
Now, where are your girls going? One at a time can go to the washroom. Candy, you stay here. Candy, you stay here. Rachel can go to the washroom. Then when she comes back, you may go to the washroom.
一个个去厕所。
All right, so it's going to be an exciting house.
这是会非常非常让人激动的。
Going to be a really big, beautiful house.
是一个非常大也漂亮的房子。
That house is going to be 1,500 miles wide. It's a big house. It's going to be 1,500 miles from the front door to the back door. 1,500 miles deep.
这是1500英里长1500英里宽
It's going to be 1500 miles high
甚至是1500英里高
Okay, that's a big house
是个非常大的城
What's it going to be made of?
那这个是用什么造的呢
Gold and silver and precious stones
就是金银宝石造的
Okay, and do you think that's going to take a while to build?
那你觉得这个要造多久呢
If you had to build your house out of gold, check your pocket. If you had to build your house out of gold, that's all the coins I've got. Okay. If you had to build your house out of gold and you had as much money as me, how long would it take you?
如果你要用金银宝石来造房子，如果我口袋里能掏出来就这点硬币，你觉得要花多久？
It might take a long time.
要花很久很久很久。
Okay.But that's what God says I want you to do. I want you to build your house out of gold and silver and precious stones. Why does he want us to build our house out of gold and silver and precious stones rather than wood and hay and stubble? Why would he do that?
那为什么他要我们用金银宝石而不是草木禾秸来造房子呢？
Why?
为什么？
Well, let's find the verse.
我们来往下看就知道了。
It says, verse 13.
13节。
His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它显明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程。
And the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
这火要试验个人的工程。
Okay, if what he has built survives...He will receive his reward.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If it is burnt up, he will suffer loss.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损。
Okay, so you can imagine on Judgment Day after you've lived through life.
你可以想一想，你过了这一生啊，你面对审判了。
And everything that you have built in your life is all gathered there before you.And you watch, and all of a sudden the fire comes.
然后你这一生啊，你在地上一生建造的东西全部在你面前了。然后你看着它，突然呢有一把火来了。
And you say, "Oh."
你说，哎呀，这下麻烦。
And then you watch, what's going to happen after the fire?
然后你再看呢， 果后怎么样呢？
You'll find the gold and the silver and the precious stones.
你会发现呢，金银宝石的东西留下了。
What happens when gold goes through fire?
金经历火会怎么样？
It gets more pure.
它只会让它更纯净。
What happens when silver goes through fire?
银经历火会怎么样？
It gets more pure.
也会更的变得更纯净。
What happens when wood goes through fire?
但木头经火会怎么样？就烧掉。
What happens when grass goes? What's the second word there? Hay. What happens when hay and straw go through fire?
那草和禾秸经历火会怎么样？
It's all gone.
就全烧光了，就成灰了。
Okay. So my friend and I, who brought those children to school, to the chapel.
所以我的朋友和我呢，带着这些朋友。
And the fire comes by. I look at what I've done. He looks at what he's done, and then the fire comes.Now the question is, what's going to be left after the fire?
那我们把我们的朋友带来，如果他看见他所带来的，我看见我所带来，如果火来了，会剩什么呢？
And the gold and the silver and the precious stones are going to be built into this beautiful city that we read about in Revelation 21.
所以我们启示录读到的二十一章啊，都是用的金银宝石造的。
And the wood and the hay and the stubble, they're going to be completely washed away.
那草木禾秸的，通通是被烧光了。
Okay, are there going to be some happy people on that day?
那一天会不会有一些很高兴的人呢？
Yeah,
当然。
They're going to say this is marvelous. And there's going to be some unhappy people on that day.
那一天也会有一些不高兴的人。
There are some people who are going to, the verse 15 says,that some people will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. The person is going to say, I get saved, I get to go to heaven, but none of my work survive.
所以这样的人在十五节呢，就是我是得救了，我要去天堂，但是我在地上所做的一切却都没有存下来。
So what would you rather build with? Gold and silver and precious stones or wood and hay and stubble? What would you rather build with?
那你会做什么选择呢？你会用金银宝石来造呢？还是草木禾秸来造呢？
Rachel, are you listening? Listen. What would you rather build with, Rachel? Would you rather build with gold and silver and precious stones or would you rather build with wood and hay and stubble and watch it all burned up when you're dead?
就是你会用金银宝石来造，还是用草木禾秸来造？
You wouldn't want it to burn up, would you? Everything you did in life, would you want it all to burn up?
你想要你一生造的东西？
No, you'd say I would want something that I did to last after I'm dead.
你不希望我造的一生造的东西都烧光？
So you would say I would rather build with gold.
你会说我想要
用金子、precious stones, have that last all the way through eternity, than to spend my life and it all burns down.
对，那不会用草木禾秸造完以后全烧光了。
Oh, what a tragedy!
那多么悲剧啊！
So would you like to know what gold and silver and precious stones and wooden hand stubble are? Would that help us to know? Okay, I don't know where to start.I think I'm going to start one on each side. I'm going to start with gold.
Okay? 我会从黄金开始，从金子开始。
What is represented by gold? Gold in the Bible is very, very important. What does gold speak of?
那我们可以看看每一个它属灵的含义是什么啊？黄金在圣经里常提起啊，那它代表什么呢？我们可以看一下。
All right, and the answer is found in the book of Lamentations.
我们看一下耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations is one of the easiest books in the Bible to find because it's halfway between, or it's in between Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
耶利米哀歌在耶利米书后面，在以西结书前面。
Okay, in between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, you can probably find Ezekiel, you can probably find Jeremiah.In between Jeremiah and Ezekiel is the book of Lamentations, and we're going to read chapter 4.
耶利米哀歌的四章。 不是耶利米书啊，是耶利米哀歌啊，在耶利米书后面那卷书叫耶利米哀歌，四章。
Okay. Did you give him a page number?
1339, right?
That's right, yeah.
1339页。旧约，旧约。
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 4.
Lamentations.
Sorry, that's right. Lamentations chapter 4. And in Chinese, please, verses 1 and 2, you tell me what gold represents.
四章的一节和二节，黄金何其失光，纯金何其变色，圣所的石头倒在各市口上，西安宝贵的粽子好比金金，现在何竟算为窑匠手所做的瓦瓶。
How the gold has lost its luster.
The fine gold become dull. The
sacred gems are scattered at the head of every street. How the precious sons of Zion, once worth their weight in gold, are now considered as pots of clay, the work of a potter's hand. Okay, what is gold? What does gold speak of? What does gold symbolize? What is gold like?
那黄金代表什么呢？黄金在这里面的寓，这个属灵上的寓意是什么呢？
Okay, believers, yep, that's a good answer. Here it's called the sons of Zion. It's the children of the people of God.
所以呢，是信徒，这是个很好的回答啊，就是西安的众子，就是神的子民。
Okay, so gold and people, that's what it represents.
所以人，就是神的孩子和黄金，这是圣经里经常对应起来。
So Lamentation says, our sons and daughters should be like gold. They're not like gold. They're just like clay.
所以这里的耶利米哀歌呢，它是一种哀痛的方式啊。所以他说，我的孩子啊，就神的孩子，本来应该像黄金一样，现在他们却被羞辱啊，却像这个瓦罐一样。
But they should be like gold.
他本来应该是金金的。
All right. So now you've got a job to do. You've got to start building for Jesus, building His building. What is it you're going to be building?
所以你现在有个工作，你要为耶稣基督来做房，造房子。你要怎么造呢？
You're going to be building people.
所以你要在人身上来造。
You're going to be building sons and daughters.
你要来建造神的子女啊，就是神的儿子和女儿们。
Okay, if we had a fire here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel,
如果我们这十六节教会发生了一个火灾的话，
and this building were to burn down,
我们这个小建筑就会烧掉。
It's made out of wood.
因为它是用木头做的这个建筑。
Would you feel really bad?
你会感到很伤心吗？
Oh, a little bit.
会有一点伤心的。
But if there was in this building one person, and the building burned up, and the person died, would you feel bad?
如果在这个建筑里有一个神的孩子在里面哈，如果这房子烧掉了，是个孩子也死了，你会不会怎么会？
God says the most important thing is people.
所以神说呢，最重要、最宝贵的是人呐。
And God says to you and to me, you take your life and you build people.
所以神说呢，你要把你的生命放在人的工作上。
God may have given you a son or a daughter in your family. What do? You say, I am going to build them.
就像你，神会赐给你家里有儿女，那你会说什么？那我要好好照顾他，教导他们，这是我的工作。这个比家里其他东西都宝贵。
What would you rather have, a good child or a new car?
那你两个来选一下，一个好孩子和一辆新车，你选什么？
你说
就不用选了。
I don't need a new car.
你
I sure love to have a child who's going to bring me honor and glory and live for Jesus. I want my sons, my daughters. I don't care about a new car.
这个你不用去选，你说我不会要这辆新车，我想要一个孩子，他很顺服神啊，他成为神的孩子民呢。那这个是我需要的，不是一辆新车。
What is the work of this church?
那这个教会的工作是什么呢？
To build people.
就是建立建造人呢，建造人。
We want people who are going to shine brightly for God like pure gold.
我们希望人就里面发出如神那样的光，就像黄金那么漂亮的光。
Why are we going to have a series of meetings in 2 weeks' time? Why are we going to have this Good News Week for the children?
那我为什么要两周之后我们要做这个好消息的？夏令营，我们要为孩子们做这些活动。
Because the children are precious.
因为这孩子们就是珍贵的嘛。
We want Candy and Rachel as well as all the rest of us. We want them to be pure gold.
那我们希望我们今天来的这三个孩子和其他所有的孩子一样啊，都是神的眼里最珍贵的黄金了，金金了。
That's what we're building here.
这就是我们现在在做的工作。
Okay. Does it matter if the wall falls down?
也无所谓这个木头墙倒没倒。
Matter whether you get a flat tire in the car?
也无所谓你的胎是不是扎胎了，这个没气了。
What matters? These precious children, these precious lives, they're gold.
我们在乎的是这些生命，这些宝贵的生命，他们是黄金的。
Now what's the difference between gold and wood?
那黄金和木头怎么比啊？
The wood's going to burn up in the fire. What's going to happen to the gold?
那木头最后会烧掉的，有火来的。那黄金
，Gold's going to go to heaven and be even better than it was down here.
那黄金最终会到天上去，因为，我们是活到永恒，这个亮光会比地上还要亮。
All right, so the question then would be, what is wood?
那木头是什么呢？我们来看一下。
We know what gold is. What's wood? You could build with wood, you know. What's wood?
做个对比啊，我们知道黄金是什么，那圣经上木头是什么？
And I'm just looking it up. I think it's Isaiah chapter. I can't remember.
这是以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚四十五。以赛亚四十五。1183.
And I can't find the verse, unfortunately. I'm not sure what to look. Let me just find here. Just give me a bit. Pardon me? 44?
Which verse?
Well, I think you're right. You got it. Okay. Isaiah chapter 44.
Yes, 44.
It's building an idol. It's made out of wood or anything else. Verse 14, Isaiah 44 and verse 14.
以赛亚书四十四章的十四节。
And somebody's got to read it because I'm in the wrong book.
Yeah. 以赛亚书四十四章十四节哈，他就是指一个人呢，他砍伐香柏树，又取柞树和橡树，在树林中选定了一棵，他栽种松树得雨长养。这树人可以烧火，也可以自己取些烤火，又烧着烤饼，而且做神像跪拜，做雕刻的偶像向他叩拜。他把一分烧在火中，把一分烤肉吃饱，自己烤火说：啊哈，我暖和了，我见火了。他用剩下的做了一个神，就是雕刻的偶像，他向这偶像匍匐叩拜，祷告他说：求你拯救我，因你是我的神。
All right, how far did you read?
17.
17, okay.In English, then, this is what people do with wood. Okay, verse 14. He cuts down cedars, or perhaps took a cypress or an oak. He let it grow among the trees of the forest. He planted a pine. The rain made it grow. It is man's fuel for burning. Some of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. But he also fashions a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Does that make any sense? You chop down a tree and you build with it and you burn it to keep warm and part of it you take and you build yourself an idol.
所以你觉得这是不是很搞笑呢？你砍了一棵树，拿了一些去烤火，一些去烤饼，剩下一点呢，做一个偶像。
Half of it, verse 16, half of the wood he burns in the fire. Over it he prepares his meal. He roasts his meat, he eats his fill. He warms himself and says, Ah, I am warm, I see the fire. From the rest he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, Save me, you are my God. Is that dumb?
这是不是很愚蠢啊？
It's absolute stupidity, isn't it?
你是完全的愚昧啊。
Do you know all kinds of people in the world do that?
你知道世上有很多的人是这么做的。
And you could build that way in your life.
你也可以在你的生命中呢，这么来建造你的生命。
You could take time, talent, ability, and you could build with it things that are absolutely foolish.
然后你可以用你的时间、你的能力来建造一些东西，其实完全没有益处的。
You could say, I don't need to fear God. I'll build my life my way.
你可以说，我不需要敬畏神，我要用我的方式来建造我的生命。
Idolatry is always doing it my way, isn't it?
所以拜偶像啊，总是人自己用自己的方式来生活。
If I were to take a piece of wood like this,
如果我建造一个拿一块的木头
，and I were to take part of it to light a fire.
然后我拿一块呢去烧火
，and I were to take part of it and build something with it.
那我拿一块呢来造什么东西
，and then if I cut it and made a god out of the rest.
啊，剩下的呢我在上面雕一雕呢，就出了一尊神像了。
Who would be God?
谁是神呢
？You.
Me. 我是什么
？See that God over there? I made him myself.
你会说呢？你看那个神，看见了吗？是我造的那个神。
How foolish.
这非常愚蠢。
If you make your own God, your God, you're saying, God, I'm God. I don't trust you. I'm far better than you are. I'm going to serve God. I'll make my God, and I will do my way.
所以这是我用我自己的方式来与神相交，因为我觉得这个就是我的神啊。那其实这个神也是我造的，所以我其实根本没有对神有真的敬畏感。
All right, if you're going to amount to anything for God, you're going to have to say, I'm not going to build my God my way. You're going to have to say, I will start building other people's lives for God His way. I'm going to build with gold. I'm not going to build with wood.
所以呢，我们不用木头造啊，就是意味着我们不要用自己的方式来造自己的神啊，我们要用神的方式来做人的工作。这就是用黄金来造房子。
All right, can I tell you what silver is?
好，我们来看一下银是什么东西。
Psalm, the book of Psalms, number 12.
诗篇的十二。诗篇啊，半当中的位置。
Psalm 12.
诗篇的十二篇啊，八百九十页。
Psalm 12 and verse number 6.
诗篇的十二篇八百九十页第六节，诗篇的十二篇的第六节。
Okay, and Psalm 12, 6, and you can read that in Chinese, then we'll read it in English. Psalm chapter 12, verse 6.
诗篇十二篇六节，中文：耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，如同银子。在泥炉中炼过七次。
The words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times. All right, what does silver speak of?
那银代表什么?
It speaks of the words of the Bible, the words of God.
他就是在讲神的话,圣经的话。
All right, so you've got to build life.What are you going to build your life with?
所以你要建造你的生命，你要用什么材料来建造呢？
You say, I'm going to build my life with the words of God.
你说我要用神的话来建造我的一生。
Okay. If you build your life with your own words, you tell people, I think, do you know what I think? I think, I, and people might say, oh, you're very wise.
你说我要用我自己的观点，我的理论来建造。你说我的生活应该是这样，也许有人会说，听起来还是。
But it's not going to accomplish very much.
但实际上呢，
But if you build your life, and if you start building the lives of others with the words of the Bible, what you build is going to last.
如果你建造的是别是人的生命啊，是人的永恒。同时呢，又用神的话来建造，这样的建造呢，就能存到永远。所以，黄金是指人，银子是指用神的话。
And what lasts is going to last forever. It's going to go through the fire.
所以这个永恒呢，是指能够经历火啊，最终能够持守下去。
So, tell me this now. When you get to heaven, what that was in the earth, when you get to heaven, is going to be in heaven too.
我来问你们一个问题，就是当你去天堂之后呢，什么是能够带到天堂去的？现在在这里，在天堂也有的是什么？
Okay, so my question is, when I get to heaven, See if I can get it here. My money. Is that going to be in heaven?
比方说我现在去天堂了，我口袋里这点钱我能带去吗？
No. What about my new car?
那我的新车怎么样呢？
It's not going to heaven either.
我的新车大概也带不去。
What's going to go to heaven?
什么会到天堂去？
Okay. There's only four things I know of that are going to be in heaven. One of them is God.Jesus is going to be in heaven.
在天堂我知道有四样。
He's not going to be any different. Be the same Jesus he was here.
第一呢，就肯定是神，耶稣肯定在那。
He'll be in his eternal body, but he's going to be in heaven. What else is going to be in heaven?
还有呢？还有什么？除了耶稣，除了神在天堂，还有谁？
Well, what else is going to be in heaven is all the gold, all the people who trusted him as Savior.We're all going to heaven. Some of us will have more gold. Some of us will be less gold. But all the people who trust him are going to go to heaven.
黄金代表什么？就是所有信靠耶稣基督的人，信靠神的人呢，那都就会在天堂了。
So I'm looking forward to go to heaven because God and Jesus are going to be there. I'm looking forward to go to heaven because a lot of my friends are going to be there.
那我很盼望去天堂，因为耶稣在那里。我很盼望去呢，还有原因就是我有很多的朋友也在那里。
What else is going to heaven?
还有什么？还有什么会在天上？
Okay. This is going to heaven.
那天上有神的话，就这本圣经会在天上。
This Bible will not be revised when you get to heaven.
你去天堂的时候呢，这本书也不会更改的，也还是这样的。
Going to be the same book in heaven as it is here.
这在天堂的那本圣经的内容和这本圣经内容是一样的。
And there's only one other thing I've been able to find when I read the Bible that's going to be in heaven. And the Lord says that the works that he has done will last forever.
还有就是神所做的功会存到永远。
So I'm not sure all of those that are there, but they're going to last forever. But it doesn't say the works that I do are going to last forever. The works that he does are going to last forever.
所以注意哈，不是说我所做的功，是神所做的功会存到永远。
But if there's gold and silver and precious stones in the people who trust the Savior,They go to heaven, and the gold, silver, and precious stones go with them, in them, to heaven.
如果金银宝石啊，是 得救的人呢，那他们带到他们在他们里面，那得救的人去了天堂了，那金银宝石也跟他们去。
Okay, so why do we preach from the Bible?
那我们为什么要从圣经里来讲道呢？
We preach from the Bible because that's what's going to go to heaven.
因为圣经是会存到永远的话，存到天堂。
That's what's going to last.
所以这些话是要一直存续下去。
And if you remember what I say to you, it's not going to do you much good.
所以呢，如果我告诉你一些什么我的道理呢，这对你没什么好处。
If you remember what God says,
但如果你记得神所说的呢
，That's going to last. That's why I try to tell you what God says.
就对你有好处了，因为这样东西会存到永远。
Gold and silver, precious stones, wood and hay.
我们看了金银宝石，我们来看木头和草。
That little word hay is very simple. Hay is just the grass that grows, isn't it?
草就是那个地上的野草嘛，对不对
？And so in the original language, the word is that which grows naturally.
所以在希伯来的在那个希腊文的原文里呢，这个词的意思就是天然长出来的那些东西。
So if you just build your life on that which is natural, da di da di da, I'm pretty good at this, da 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 da. I just do what comes naturally.
这就代表什么呢？就是你的一生怎么过呢？就是你觉得怎么舒服怎么过啊？然后这个好啊，这么干我舒服，我就这么干；那么干我舒服，哒哒哒哒，我就这么干。就像草啊，它有环境，它就长了。
That's very hard to translate. Okay, but that's all going to burn up.
但这样的东西一定会烧光的。
Some people are, they got natural abilities.
有些人呢会有天然人的很多能力。
Some people have got natural talents.
有些天然的才干。
That's not going to be.Amount to very much.
这个在神眼里其实没有什么意义。
So you go back to the first chapters of 1 Corinthians that we were talking about a week or two ago. Paul says, I didn't come to you with eloquence.
就像保罗在哥林多前书前两章讲的，我到你们这来不是带着智慧的言语。
I didn't come to you with words of man's wisdom.
不是带着口才哈或智慧的言语。
He says, I came to you telling you about Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我来告诉你们是告诉耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
The natural has no value, but the words of God, they have value.
所以这些天然自然长成的其实没有价值，神的话才有价值。
So, we sing pieces like this periodically.Those are the words of God. If you learn those words, that's scripture. You can quote that, and it'll come across with all the power of God.
所以我们会唱这种圣诗，就我们黑板上写的，经常的唱。那这些是从神来的话，那这些会存到永远。
But our words, they're unless they're talking about God, they're not very valuable.
那我们的话，除非我们来谈论神，否则就是没有什么意义，都会过去的。
Okay, so there's gold and silver and precious stones.
所以是金银宝石。
And there's wood and hay and stubble.
还有呢，就是草木。
So what are precious stones?
那宝石是什么东西啊
？And I'm trying to think of the best passage on this to refer you to, and I'm not coming up with it. Precious stones are simply the character of Jesus in the life.
那宝石呢一般都是指耶稣基督那珍贵的品格。
Okay, if you want to build properly for God, you let the character of Jesus shine out of your life.
如果你愿意为神来建造呢，你总是盼望呢最终耶稣基督的品格能从你里面显明出来。
And so, frequently in scripture, the precious stones are like the people.Back to Revelation chapter 21.
我们来看启示录的二十一章。
And I'm trying to, you people are going to help me again. Here we are. Verse 12.
十二节.
This city had a gate. I read it in the other translation. Maybe you could read it in the other translation.
十二节，二十一章。 有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二支派的名字。
All right, we'll read it in English.
It had a great high wall.
Which?
Verse 12.
Okay, verse 12. Let's pick up verse 12. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels on the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. So these people, the gates were beautiful, precious stones, and each one had a name on it, the names of the people. The people are to be like precious stones.
所以这里呢，你会看见每一个城的城门啊，它是有极珍贵的宝石在十一节里面，然后紧跟着就会上面有名字，所以这就相当于人的品格。
The same logic is on the foundations, the precious stones in the foundations, on each of them was the name of one of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样的，十四节上面呢，这个根基啊，都是有十二羔羊十二使徒的名字，也都是一个意思。
All right, we'll give you more proof of that next time. I want to give you the package now. What are we going to build with? We're going to build with people. We're building into people. We're going to try to make them gold like Jesus. We're going to build with the Word of God. The silver will be there. And we're going to make them like the precious stones so that they will have the character of Jesus built with the Word of God into the people who are of gold.
所以你会看见我们要做的呢，金银宝石这三样就都出来了。那金子是指人呢，我们要在人身上做工，而不是除他以外的。那我们要用什么来做呢？要用神的话，就是银。那我们用金用神的话做在人身上，做成一个什么结果呢？就做成像有宝石一般的，像耶稣基督那般的品格，把神的话进到人的心里，最终得出耶稣般的品格。
And we're not going to build with wood, hay, and stubble, or straw. Wood is a picture of that which is opposed to God, doing it the devil's way. It's not God's way. Number two, we're not going to build natural building blocks. And number three, we're not going to build with straw, which is a picture of wickedness.
所以，木头呢是指用撒旦的方式啊，而不是神的方式。那草呢就是用自然啊，就是不是来把人用神的话来，而是用自然的方式，我们爱怎么做怎么做。然后呢，最终的和解呢其实是邪恶的，就它相对应的是宝石般的品格。
Alright, more on those last two items next week, but I told you we were going to sing. So what we're going to sing is this. You've got to memorize the words. They go like this. We are building day by day.
圣诗的词，那我们每一天都在建造。
At our work and at our play.
在我们的工作中，在我们的游戏中。
Little builders all are we.
我们都是一些小小的建筑师。
Building for eternity.
为了我们的永恒来建造。
Okay? And Norm is going to play it for us, and we're going to sing it together, and your children are going to have to help us because they'll understand it better than the adults.
我们一起来唱啊, Norma会给我们伴奏。
better. So we're going to learn this next week, too. Okay? I thought we knew it, but we haven't sung it since I was Rachel's age. Okay? That's not perfect yet. Okay.
Not perfect.
So we don't know it well enough, but we should know it. Yeah. That's very good. I'm going to give you the words again. Little builders all are we.
我们每一个人都是小小建筑师.
Building for eternity.
为永恒来建造.
I guess it starts. I'm sorry, I don't even have the right start. All right, Norma, I think we just got to stop. It sounds something like that, but not quite. All right. So, we're going to have a word of prayer, and the Lord's going to help us. And next week, we're going to have the peace for you. And we're going to finish the story. It's most important that we build right. Because if we don't, it's all going to burn up.
我们留到下一周，我们一起把这个故事讲完，也唱这首圣诗。 然后最重要的主题就是我们要用正确的原料来建造我们的房子。
Lord, we pray
主啊，我们来祷告。
that you will help us as we go through life.
求你帮助我们，当我们经历我们一生的时候。
We're going to be rewarded, Lord, for everything we do.
因为我们会因着我们所做的一切而得赏赐。
And we don't want our lives to be burned up and disappear.
我们不希望我们的生命最终是被烧了而不见了。
We want to build in such a way that our lives will count for eternity.
我们希望我们是用能够持到永恒的方式来建造我们的一生。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'll just help us to build with gold and silver and precious stone.
主啊, 求您带领我们用金银宝石来建造我们的一生。
And we give thanks now and ask you to bless us in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩和祷告,
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. So, my apologies. This is...